So this is where you've been? No, not yet, though I'm sure it's only a matter of time before people notice. The Crown Prince disappearing from his own birthday ball is quite the story. Or are you planning on giving the nobles some gossip? Hey, what's wrong? Liar. You heard me. Liar. For one thing, I've known you since we were children. I can read you. For another, I see how stiff your shoulders are. Something's bothering you. What? Did someone offend you? Tell me who, and I can... Then I don't understand. Because it's your birthday ball, and you choose to spend it out in the freezing night air, staring up at the sky. Talk to me. You know I won't. I've kept secrets for you before. I may be a knight, but I'm your friend first. Have I given you reason to doubt me? Come on. Talk to me. Well, maybe I can help. I'm pretty smart in case you forgot. I mean, I've gotten us out of plenty of situations before, haven't I? I told you that was a horrible idea, warned you many times, and you did it anyways. And who had to come to your rescue? That's right, me. No, I'd always come for you. We're friends, right? Besides, I'm sworn to protect you. That's why we grew up together. Who better can protect you than someone who has spent their whole life being with you? That look again. Just what has you so upset? You can tell me anything. You know that. Come on, talk. You'll feel better, I know you will. Why all the stoicism? Come here. No one will see. It's too dark, and if anyone should come near... Well, I suppose I could just raise my shield and hide you. You're a little too tall to hide with my body, unfortunately. Please, just tell me what's wrong. I'm sure we can figure this out together. Well, we've always been a team, haven't we? Or at least, you've always been getting us in trouble and I've always saved the day. So surely, whatever has you so upset can't be that dire. Calm down and talk to me. Please. I saw him. He was invited by your parents, wasn't he? The last wizard in all the kingdom, or so they say. I think it's all nonsense. Probably just invited him because they were scared of him being offended and probably cursing everyone. Exactly. On the off chance, he actually does have magic. When did he speak with you? Are you okay? He didn't hurt you, did he? Then what? What could he have possibly have said that made you like this? Did he threaten you? Then what? You're not making any sense. Slow down. Think through your words, please. Aren't we a little too old for fairy tales? Fine, fine, shutting up. Tell me. Everyone knows that story. It's a legend about the founding of this kingdom, right? That when the goddess first came down, she blessed the people with her light. But as humans became more and more selfish, she grew disillusioned, angry, wrathful. She started killing people. I don't really remember something about love or duty. Right, right. The goddess was about to wipe out the kingdom when a young boy stepped into the line of fire, offered his life willingly to save everyone. The goddess was so touched, she left this realm and vowed never to get involved with humans again. What are you getting at? Hey, enough with the riddles. What did the wizard tell you? That's impossible. Because the goddess, there's no proof she actually existed. Just something the priests made up, right? Or legend wildly exaggerated. You're saying that you either have to give yourself over to the goddess or the kingdom will be destroyed. That's nonsense. Because it is. You believe what this wizard said? He's a wizard. He's messing with you. Let's return to the ball and we'll... What? I told you, it was a minor wound. The healers did great work, and I was fine. I don't remember. It's all a blur. What are you getting at? You healed me? How is that possible? Since when have you had magic? How long have you been keeping this from me? Sorry, I don't mean to shout. I'm just... Oh God, this is a big deal. Did the wizard know you have magic? Is that why he approached you? Then stop withholding information from me. You know what's going on. Tell me. Let me help you. It's my job, right? Protect you? You know that. I'm already involved. Look at me. You are the most important person in the world to me. Not just because I'm a knight. Not just because we grew up together. Because I've always... I wanted to tell you in a different way. There was supposed to be music. Dancing under the stars. Flowers. A confession whispered under moonlight. Not like this. Not with you so unhappy. Not with me shouting at you. I love you. I protect you because I want to. Because I can't trust anyone else to do it. The idea of being far from your side, finding out you were hurt or sad, or not being able to go to you. I had a chance to leave. Long ago. I didn't need to. I didn't accept. I know my place is here with you. It's always been that way. Always will. I know. Probably the worst love confession ever. You don't need to answer me right now. We've got more important things to deal with, but I had to tell you. I am not just your knight, not just your friend. I want to be... Yeah. You're everything. Just like you're mine. Look, whatever is going on with the magic or what the wizard said, we'll figure it out. I promise. Just please, stop looking at me like that. That furrow between your eyes. We've dealt with worse things, haven't we? You don't have to bear this burden alone. Whatever is going on, I'm with you. Always. Don't. Because there's nothing you could say that would make me leave your side. I told you, didn't I? I love you. I'm not going to run now. Don't ask me to. Stop. Please. I told you. I love you. I'm not scared of whatever is going on right now. We can deal with this together. Then I'll be strong enough for the both of us. So just lean on me. We'll figure this out. Goddess or not, magic or not, I'm not letting you go anywhere. No. You heard me. No. You belong right here. This is your home. You can't just roll over and die. You have to fight. You've taken on so much. Now, it's time for action. Exactly. We'll get to the bottom of this. I'll make that wizard talk. We'll find out why you have magic. Just trust in me. Okay? I won't let anything happen to you, I swear. Do you believe me? Good. Let's go back to the palace then. Here, take my hand. That's right. Where's that stubborn prince who always fights until the very end for what he believes in? Good. A smile. See? Things will get better. I promise. Let's go. We need to talk to that wizard.